Texans.
This might not be obvious to everyone, but there's not a lot that gets by Chris Mueller, especially when he's in Detective Mueller mode.
Yeah.
Malzy thinks not only is George Pickens possibly irritated that a guy inside his own locker room is taking shots at him, he's also getting very irritated that people on Twitter are unhappy with the way George Pickens is playing. He's created a burner account, we think, allegedly.
In the sports talk radio system, effort-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Pittsburgh, the dedicated hosts who investigate these vicious lapses in effort are members of an elite squad known as the PM team. These are their stories.
Okay, so what happened here? Ben Tenuta, who's our
Ben
social
Tenuta,
media
our social
manager.
Media director, and Ben's like maybe 16 years old, I think.
And he said, "Man, these are some pretty mid tweets. I think they're coming from." George Pickens.
I feel
under
older
an alias.
Than dirt. I feel older than dirt. Whenever Ben comes back to talk to us, he comes back. He tells. He goes, "Yo, dude, look at this, man. I think George Pickens has a burner." And so it's some TikTok of some other like 20 something saying, "This is George Pickens's burner." And they highlight a name called Michael Brewerly, at Michael Brewerly. Okay? I just don't know how you pick the name. Let me pick something that doesn't sound like George Pickens. Ah, yes, Michael Brewerly. Okay, no cover picture, right? So it's just gray. Then it has the little gray avatar, so no picture there. Now here's where things start to get a little suspicious. And Bloodhound Malzy, Detective Malzy, puts his antenna up. Joined October of 2024. Well, let's check. There's only 9 days in the month. Mm-hmm. So he's created that account pretty recently. No one he's following, followed by 415 people, 54 posts. So.
Is he tweeting about Hurricane Milton and things
of
that nature?
No, he's not. First tweet. He's replying to tweets, this Michael Brewerly. First tweet, October 7th. Okay?
About George Pickens?
It's a response. It is some guy named Ben Slotnick posting a video of Pickens grabbing Jordan Lewis's face mask and twisting him down. George Pickens should be suspended a game for this. It's absolutely unnecessary. Michael Brewerly, October 7th, 4:25 p.m. That would be what, Pony? Monday afternoon?
Yeah.
Shut your lame ass up. Next. Jordan Lewis on his way to the locker. Pittsburgh need a receiver. George Pickens weak. That's from Bobby Belt in Texas. I guess the Cowboys actually covers the Cowboys for 105.3 The Fan down there. Michael Brewerly. Brutta got slammed on his head. Okay, let's keep going. Give him some snaps. Maybe he'll try. Watch the tape. He was open the whole night. Oh no, this is all in response to you. Here we go. Martavis Bryant traded for behavioral issues. Antonio Brown traded for behavioral issues. Chase Claypool traded for behavioral issues.
Yeah, that is my tweet.
Yeah, it's you. George Pickens, .. I'm sensing a pattern here. One issue, so misunderstood, man. Yo, lame ass, don't know, bleep. That's in response to you.
But you also need to point
one
something out.
One issue is what his Instagram feed is.
And he's the only person on planet Earth who calls himself that.
Correct. Watch the tape. He was open the whole night. Give him some snaps and maybe he'll try. That seems to suggest, by the way, that the lack of snaps was not to get the most out of George, that it was a punishment. Another Pony tweet. George Pickens is acting like a petulant baby, and the way the Steelers have tried to get the most out of him has failed miserably. Both can be true. Michael Brewerly, go band for band with him then, which is money. Compare your money.
He's got me beat there.
He does. Here we go some more. All Steelers. George Pickens is back in Mike Tomlin's doghouse, and it's just a nice little graphic. Craig would love it if somebody on our station made a nice graphic like this. Content. Free one issue or get him another wide receiver. One issue need a wide receiver two beside him, man.
Do we have the Faribault one?
Open bleeping always. Hold on, we'll get there. Last one. Open bleeping always from Barstool Sports. Pickens' eye black looks like the sign in front of IHOP. Michael Brewerly, it's still a valid message. Brutta was open all night. All right, so there's a bunch. He responded to you again telling you you don't know bleep. He needs help. Lames like you just need to hop off of media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so there's a bunch more right now.
Yes, but where's the fair?
Hold on. There's one about Kenny Pickett. Maybe 14 just misses his eight, and said, and he responded, "Nobody will ever mention this, and he def doesn't miss eight though."
Of course, you love that one.
I do think that one's funny. Anyway, so Faribault is up there. There's a picture randomly of Nick Faribault.
Who's a guy that looked like Donnie before Awaken 180, but with a man bun. Is that a fair description, Donnie, or do you think that's mean?
No, I'd say
he's a big guy. And he's got like a very, he's got kind of like, isn't this what Big Cat wears in that one like commercial where he's on Barstool where he's wearing the dark glasses and he looks at the camera all funny? He's wearing a turtleneck and a blazer.
He's got a husky build.
Right.
I like that.
But he had responded, Michael Brewerly had responded to a Faribault tweet earlier, and I won't go into that. Then he just tweeted out, "If you built like this, yo, athletic opinion don't matter." And then the little 100 emoji, and it's just a picture of Faribault.
There's plenty of offensive linemen who are built like him. So does their opinion not matter? Is Isaac Seumalo's opinion not matter?
I think because those guys could all beat George up, presumably, because they're literal NFL players, he probably wouldn't say that. Jarrod Kane. Interesting one here, Pony. "It's time for wide receiver to be Davante Adams to become a Pittsburgh Steeler. Like and retweet if yins agree." Who reposts it?
Let me guess.
Michael Brewerly.
Michael Brewerly.
He wants Davante Adams. I got bad news. Michael, if you think one issue needs a wide receiver two, one issue is about to become two issue, as in wide receiver two issue. Because Davante Adams ain't coming here to play second fiddle.
Donnie, do you think that this is his burner? Put your detective hat on like Malzi.
If I had to guess, I would say yes. It does.
It feels like a...
I mean, if not, it's like a phenomenal job by somebody else to make it seem like his burner.
Aaron Becker, Justin Fields to Pickens on a practice route. Hitting, you know, nice catch by Pickens, and he looks like he's going pretty much full speed. Doesn't look lazy to me. What is it? Here's why I think it is him. And it's just
the
my
only
opinion.
Human on social media that's defending those plays.
What is the thing Cabali tells us about Pickens all the time?
Smarter than you think.
Very sharp guy.
Smart like a fox.
Doesn't like to say a lot. Is moody, but very, very smart guy. Cabali has taken pains. In terms of like, other than having no restraint and only commenting on George Pickens things, which is what a George Pickens burner would do, nothing about a blank account named Michael Brewerly would otherwise lead you back. So a pretty sharp person came up with this.
Something else to, I think, pay attention to. You have to see when he tweets or retweets.
Yep.
Because it shouldn't line up when practice is happening or a game is going
right.
on. Now, that could create another layer. I mean, if he's tweeting like during games, then we got to start to question, does he have somebody else in on it, or is it somebody else altogether?
Donnie. All the tweets have started, the earliest tweet in his entire 56-tweet history is at 4:25. And so you'd have to go, is he tweeting during practice? No, he's not. He's waiting till these little pictures come out.
Oh, man. I think we got something here. Who's the
Redemption game about to go crazy, says some guy, and he retweets it.
Who is the person that first was keen to this? Who
some random TikToker.
Do we know who the person is on TikTok?
No, I don't. I'd like to give him credit. Because... like any great detective, Detective Mulsey works off of tips from the community. You know, I'm trying to piece things together. Donnie, I hope you especially liked me on the fly reworking the Law and Order actual spoken intro to be sports talk related.
That was well done.
That was for you, brother.
So he's reached the point in the relationship with the team and with fans where he's created an account.
The weird thing about
allegedly to stick up for
if
himself.
If you believe it's Pickens, I will say the weird thing about it is, a lot of the tweets still seem like a guy who's not, like, pissed so much at the team and wants to be traded or anything, because he responded to a Devontae for Pickens straight-up thing now saying, now y'all just making bleep up. He doesn't sound like a guy checked out on the team. He definitely sounds like a guy very frustrated by his role. Not a guy, like, saying, trade me, get me help is basically
And what
it.
Did Faribault do to get in his crosshairs?
I think Faribault just sent out a tweet and he just didn't like it.
Michael Brewerly. What is the, if you Google or search Michael Brewerly?
Yeah,
is there any?
Here's another one. George
real
Pickens
people with that name.
George Pickens ain't going anywhere, and it's like a Schefter video. Michael Brewerly never was.
Let's see here if Michael Brewerly.
You know, it
is
came up for me.
Person.
Mike's Beer Bar.
Yeah, me too.
He's also seemingly predicting a huge bounce back game next week because he's like citing the Browns game last year.
Fans suspect yet another disgruntled NFL player is Michael Brewerly. Sir, another burner account has hit the AFC North, and his name is Michael Brewerly.
Is that the George Bush one? Is that somebody whispering in George W.?
Suspicious NFL fans are saying the same thing. They believe that George Pickens is Michael Brewerly.
It's weird, though, because he's like taking time to, like, there's a tweet about Deshaun Elliott being really good, generally, and it said, the Joker, love the way he brings it, and he's been a dog this year.
If you started a
marathon, not a race, tweets Michael Brewerly.
If I were a...
Hold on, the best one. One issue needs his Robin, and it's a gif of Batman and Robin from an animated series just nodding in the Batmobile.
It feels like these guys want to get caught, because they only tweet about one thing. If I started a burner account responding to people, I'd mix in things that had nothing to do with just the topic that I wanted to argue with people on or stick up for myself on. I'd sprinkle in other things that had nothing to do with criticisms of me to throw people off the scent, to make it seem like I had more than just the agenda of wanting to make sure that people stopped crap talking me in this situation. But when all you do is comment on things about George Pickens and you call yourself...
How about like, this one?
How about Russell Wilson? You call yourself the nickname you gave yourself.
How about this one, though? He's trying to do a throw you off the scent with the third person. One of the tweets just says, can't wait to see GP back out there on Sunday. So he is trying to throw you off the scent.
By referring to himself, yeah, in the third person.
Yeah, like making it seem like he just tossed that one in the middle of it. What do you think about that?
He might, but he might call himself GP. He might be like a Ricky Henderson type.
I think it's more he's trying to, hey, no, I can't wait. I'm just a huge George Pickens fan. You know who he's got to go to? Durant. Kevin Durant, the king of the burner account. The undisputed champion of burners. And then Durant would just eventually say, screw the burner. I'll just troll people directly to their faces.
Didn't he get caught because he thought he was on his burner, and then he ended up just responding to people from his own Twitter?
I mean,
I think he might have liked the tweet that was on his own Twitter.
Can I be honest here with you boys? I find this, there might be people who are getting genuinely jammed up about this. I find this extremely funny.
Batco texted me to remind me there was, for a minute, like a potential burner Matt Canada account last year.
Oh, yeah.
But it was found out it was just some random guy.
No, this is my guess. I'm not saying it is George Pickens, especially if I'm right, though, and it is. Very funny. He's not really, like, the Faribault thing's a little out of bounds. Yeah, I like little Nick
Faribault. It's not like when Santonio Holmes went on Twitter and told someone to kill themselves.
Yes, he's just, in fact, the meanest stuff he said was probably to you, Pony, other than Faribault, and that's kind of par for the course.
Yeah.
The rest of it's sort of pro-team, and don't worry, I'll be good.
The only criticism I have, the only real criticism I have of it is, why do these things should not matter to you? What I say, what Nick Faribault says, what anonymous people on social media say, has no impact on you whatsoever. This goes back to, for an athlete, you keep the main thing. Be good at your job. Focus on that. Actually, run hard so these things don't get out there on social media.
Faribault was even tweeting earlier that George and Pat need more targets, and he first gave him a 100 response. That Kevin Adams guy was being responded to.
Mm.
He's been busy on social media.
Tough times.